Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want your English to improve. My name is Rebecca. How often do you use your phone? Every day? Probably. What happens if you leave your phone somewhere? Do you start to panic? Oh dear. It sounds like maybe you might be a little too attached to your phone. Yes, just a little bit too much. Well, today we're going to learn how to put your phone to even better use. Our lesson today is called podcasts. That's right, podcasts. And you might be wondering, podcasts? What's so exciting about a podcast? That's the question I have for you. What's so exciting about a podcast? Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson. And let's go find out why podcasts are so exciting. Follow me.
Podcasts. Give your eyes a break from that screen. Let's face it, you're attached to your phone. You use it to communicate, play games, and surf the internet. But there's a great way to make your smartphone a life-enriching device without hurting your eyes. Check out the world of podcasts. Think of podcasts as YouTube channels for listeners that you can download to your phone. What's so exciting about that? Well, you can find a lot of amazing shows. Whatever you find that catches your attention, one thing is sure. Listening inspires the imagination.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 attach 这个动词 ，T-A-C-H 这个字根有钉子的意思，所以 attach 是指绑上、系上或附着。例如 ，the cup holder is attached to the dashboard with double-sided tape。这个杯架是用双面胶固定在仪表板上的。attach 在课文中是一个比较抽象的意义，意思是使密不可分。例如 ，Tyler is emotionally attached to his nanny。Tyler 情感上已经跟他的保姆密不可分了。继续我们看的是 surf 这个动词。surf 原本有冲浪的意思，在这里是指上网浏览。例如 ,Darling spends a great deal of time surfing the internet on weekends. Darling 周末花很多时间在上网。或者是 Nathan surfed the internet while watching the TV news at the same time. Nathan 一边看电视新闻一边上网。surf 也可以指浏览电视频道。例如 Andrew loves to channel surf when his wife is cooking dinner. Andrew 喜欢在太太煮晚餐的时候浏览电视频道。 So, on a daily basis, how many podcasts do you listen to a day, Gabe?
Oh my goodness, Rebecca. I love podcasts.
Okay, so how many do you listen to every single day?
You know, I don't necessarily listen to a podcast every single day.But every week I listen to several. Yeah, and that's why I was excited to have the chance to write a lesson about podcasts. Because, Rebecca, I know a lot of Americans and maybe a lot of Westerners listen to podcasts, but I haven't met a lot of Chinese speakers who have even heard of podcasts.
Oh, interesting. So what inspired you to write this lesson then?
Well, because there's so many good podcasts out there, and they're entertaining, they're informative, you can learn a lot and kind of see the world from different people's perspectives. I write about a little bit of this in the lesson, and I even suggest a few podcasts for people to check out. Rebecca, you listen to podcasts too, right?
You mean like on my phone?
Yeah, on your phone, your smartphone.
On my smartphone.
Yeah. Have you downloaded a podcast app?
Yeah, you know, I was recently just looking on my phone to see if I had the podcast app, and I realized I do, but I actually don't have a lot of podcasts.
That's okay.
I usually listen to YouTube.
Right.
I find speakers on YouTube. But that's different than a podcast, right?
It is different, but we're going to find out. Actually, you could think of podcasts as YouTube channels or videos, but just for listeners, right? Because they're equally entertaining. You can learn a lot from them. So let's go right to the beginning of our lesson where we read, give your eyes a break from that screen. What does it mean to give something a break?
Well, if you give something a break, that means that you allow something to take a rest.
So give the kids a break. They've been working so hard all week. Give them a break. Let them go outside and play. Or you've been typing a lot, writing a lot of papers. Give your fingers a break.
That's right. Well, you know something, Gabe? I really like the way that you start this lesson off. You say, let's face it, you're attached to your phone.
Yeah, well, let's face it, that's a good phrase to know.
Right, and so what does this phrase mean? Well, you can use this phrase when you're about to say something that might not necessarily be super pleasant, but it's something that you kind of have to face.
That's right. Sometimes we have to face the uncomfortable or inconvenient truth, right? Let's face it, you're not ready for the test. Or, man, I know we're trying to rush to get to the movie theater, but let's face it, we're going to miss the beginning of the show.
Oh, no, really?
Oh, man.
Well, at least it's only the commercials.
Right, that's how I feel, too.
No big deal. Okay, well, let's face it, you're attached to your phone. Gabe, were you writing this lesson from personal experience?
Yeah, and from what I've observed from seeing a lot of other people around me as well. Every time I go out on public transportation or see people walking down the streets or even people on their scooters, and now they have something that allows them to look at their phones while they're driving their scooter. So everyone seems to be attached to their smartphones.
Right. And so what do people use their phones for? Well, our lesson says, you use it to communicate, play games, and surf the internet. But there's a great way to make your smartphone a life-enriching device without hurting your eyes. Let's take a look at that word, life-enriching. Something that is life-enriching is something that improves the quality of your life.
And so, you know, you can go to a life-enriching conference for a couple of days or a week, right? Learn a lot of new things to help you improve. Join a life-enriching program. There are different things that could help improve your life or enrich your life.
So, what should you do? Check out the world of podcasts. I'm sure you will not be disappointed. Actually, I think Gabe would encourage you to check out the world of podcasts.
I certainly would, because I think there are many enriching podcasts out there. Okay, so let's continue on here. How should you think of podcasts? Think of podcasts as YouTube channels for listeners that you can download to your phone. So, Rebecca, you said you enjoy watching YouTube videos, right?
Well, I don't necessarily watch the videos. I usually listen to the speakers on YouTube.
Oh, right. That's true. Okay, so there are a lot of YouTube videos that are basically a speaker maybe speaking on stage somewhere.
Right.
Or at a conference.
Exactly.
And you like that kind of talk.
I do.
Well, then podcasts are perfect for you because you don't need to watch the video to enjoy it, right?
You are absolutely right, Gabe. I just might need to download a few podcasts to my phone. Well, here's a question we see in our lesson. What's so exciting about that? And we read, well, you can find a lot of amazing shows. And that is the answer to my question I asked earlier. What's so exciting about a podcast?
And you can find a lot of amazing shows. And, of course, it depends on what shows or what podcasts you subscribe to, right? But there are so many different kinds out there. Whatever you find that catches your attention, one thing is sure, listening inspires the imagination. And that's why I recommend podcasts.
Now, of course, we're talking about the importance of podcasts and how you can use your phone to download podcasts, but you can also communicate with your phone, right?
Well, of course. Let's talk more about communicating with our phones in
the InfoCloud. Welcome to InfoCloud. Rex, have you ever been to a networking event?
I just went to Chicago, And it seems like that city always has meetings and events for every profession or interest.
Now, I would expect a lot of our viewers to assume that we are talking about the Internet when we start talking about networking.
Right, but a network can be anything connected by a system. A computer network, of course, is a series of connected computers. Another example is a public transportation network, the system of buses and trains and subways that get people around.
Exactly. But when we talk about people networking or going to a networking event, we are talking about the practice of building relationships with the goal of increasing personal or professional opportunities.
So when I go to a conference where I know there will be a lot of people in the recording industry, I come prepared with business cards and I'm looking for the chance to network a bit.
And when we go to network at professional events, we go not only to present ourselves, but also meet other people.
在英文当中 ,network, 网络是一个被广泛使用的名词和概念。任何类型的网络或系统，像是大众传输、电脑到人体的神经传输，都可以是一种 network。当我们把 network 当作动词的时候，通常是用来形容人际网络的建立。I had a chance to network during the conference. 我在研讨会中有机会建立一些人脉。在专业的领域中，人际关系的 networking 是至关重要的。下一次你有机会参加特别的聚会， Remember to network. 这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
You leave your house without your phone, and then you start to panic. You think, oh no, I can't line my friends, I can't surf the internet, I can't play games. Let's face it, you're attached to your phone. But why not start using your phone for something more life-enriching, like listening to podcasts? Podcasts can actually help inspire the imagination. Why? We're going to learn about that right now.
Podcasts. Because you can only listen to a show and not see it, you have to pay more attention. Therefore, your imagination has the potential to become stronger and more vivid as a result. Podcasts allow you to experience the world from various angles. Take America's NPR and Britain's BBC, for example. Both have produced several podcasts. By listening to them, you can learn to appreciate cultural or linguistic distinctions. Choose what you like. In the end, it's your device. You get to decide who influences you.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 linguistic 这个形容词 L-I-N-G-U 这个字根有舌头或语言的意思，所以 linguistic 是指语言的或者是语言学的。例如 The linguistic groups in the region are very diverse. 这个区域的语言方面的族群相当多元。或者是 The book covers multiple linguistic theories of how children acquire languages.这本书涵盖了很多种儿童如何学习语言的语言学理论。它的名词是字尾加上 s 变成 linguistics, 意思是语言学是一个不可数名词。例如 The professor's specialty is modern linguistics, 这位教授的专长是现代语言学。最后我们看的是 distinction 这个名词 ,dis 这个字首有分开的意思。S-T-I-N-C-T 这个字根有刺激的意思，所以 distinction 是指区别、差别或者是不同。如果要说明是哪两个对象之间的不同的话，是用 between 这个介系词。 例如 there's a clear distinction between caring and controlling, 关心他人跟控制他人之间是有很大的差异的。或者是 overdrinking can blur the distinction between reality and imagination, 饮酒过量会让人分不清现实与想象。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So listening inspires the imagination.
Yep.
Now you might be wondering why. Gabe, why or how?
Why does listening inspire the imagination?
How does it do it?
Well, it helps you because when you're listening to something, you don't have those images in front of you. Sometimes people get lazy when we watch TV and we just rely on the images to tell us everything. But if you don't have those images, you kind of have to focus more and you create images in your mind. So that's how it inspires the imagination.
Well, that's what our lesson says, because you can only listen to a show and not see it. You have to pay more attention. Therefore, your imagination has the potential to become stronger and more vivid as a result. So maybe it will develop your imagination and give youA vivid imagination.
Rebecca, I love that you found this photo for our lesson. You see this book here, friends? If you're listening on the radio, you can't see it. You can use your imagination. There's a book open right here and a beach in the background. And it seems like the waves are kind of coming out of this book as well, because that's what happens when you read a book, right, Rebecca?
Exactly.
It seems like it comes to life. Oh, I know why you found this picture.
Why?
Because when you're reading a book, you can also develop a vivid imagination.
Exactly. I love reading. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy reading a lot because as I read, I have this vivid imagination. I have a picture of what all the characters look like in my mind, and I have an idea as to the clothes they're wearing and the scenery. That is a vivid imagination.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, it's interesting because many people could read the same book, but imagine very different things, right? So what about your imagination? Do you have a strong and vivid imagination? Well, we continue on here. Podcasts allow you to experience the world from various angles. And that's another reason why I suggest people or recommend podcasts to people.
And we continue on. Take America's NPR and Britain's BBC, for example. Let's pause for just a moment, and let's talk about this sentence pattern. Take something for example. You can use this sentence pattern when you want to provide an example for something that you just described.
Right. So maybe you've heard the phrase, pride goes before the fall. You've heard that before, right, Rebecca?
You bet I have, straight from the Bible.
That's right. You don't want to be too proud because, hey, something might happen that makes you fall or stumble. Well, pride goes before the fall. Take the Titanic, for example. They said nothing could sink her. Well, pride goes before the fall.
That was a very sad situation.
I'm sorry, it was a bad, sad example.
But a good example all at the same time, because it's true and it illustrates the point very well. But anyway, so take America's NPR and Britain's BBC, for example. Both have produced several podcasts. By listening to them, you can learn to appreciate cultural or linguistic distinctions.
Yeah, you know, that's the best way I could think of describing how you could learn from different angles, right? Because you've got two different cultures with two different accents, and the words that they use in America are different than the words they use in England, and so you will get those linguistic distinctions or differences. But what about this? Choose what you like. In the end, it's your device. What does in the end mean?
Well, in the end means eventually or ultimately, this is your device. So basically, do with it what you want to do with it.
That's right. Another way to use this phrase could be, you know, we all have our opinions or suggestions, but in the end, she's the boss. She'll make the final decision. Well, we have more to learn about podcasts next time, but right now it is time for the
SC Challenge.
Yes. Friends, today for the SC Challenge in the studio, we have the studio classroom teachers, Albert.
Hello, everyone. My name is Albert. So great to be here.
I'm glad to have you here.
Thanks, Gabe.
And David.
Hello. Good to be here, too.
And are you guys ready for a challenge?
Sure am.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, good. Today's lesson is about podcasts. Do you guys enjoy listening to shows online, David?
I listen to it sometimes.
Sometimes, Albert?
Not me. I don't listen to it very often. No.
Like, you prefer to?
Like, watch movies or something.
Ah, watch movies, okay.
Yes.
Well, some podcasts can be very interesting, and so that's what our questions are about. Friends, let's see if you can guess the answers before Albert and David do. Number one, listening inspires what? A, the imagination, B, your enemies, C, podcasts, or D, distinctions. Albert?
B, imagination.
That's your guess?
Mm-hmm, that's my guess.
Okay, David?
Since we're talking about podcasts, I'm going with C, podcasts.
Okay, well, that's a very interesting guess. However, Albert is correct. 1 point for Albert. Listening inspires the imagination. Although the imagination could inspire a good podcast. Okay, number two. According to the lesson, what kind of device can your smartphone be? A, a linguistic device. B, a vivid device. C, a life-enriching device, or D, awe-inspiring device? Any guesses? David?
Is it C, life-enriching?
Albert?
I don't know, but I'll go with B, vivid device.
Vivid. I like that word, vivid.
Yeah, I like it too.
It's a good word.
It's a great word.
Yeah.
But that's not the correct answer.
What?
Yeah, Albert, sorry. You got the first point.
Yes.
David gets this point. That's right.
That's right.
Your smartphone can be a life-enriching device. Okay, number three. Today's keywords, there are five of them, podcast, attach, surf, download, and distinction. Fill in the blank of the following sentence with one of those words. Choose one. Here's the sentence. Oh, no, the Wi-Fi signal is weak, so I can't blank the Internet. What is that blank? Albert?
Easy. It's surf.
David?
Yeah, I guess it's surf, too.
You guess it's surf?
Yeah.
Well, you guys have educated guesses. That is the correct answer. Albert, you were first. You have 2 points.
Oh, man.
You are the winner for today. But, friends, thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you all next time right here on
the SC Challenge.
Hey, in today's lesson, we learned that podcasts can inspire the imagination. Books can inspire the imagination. What else can inspire the imagination?
Storytelling. This reminds me when I was a kid,
every
night before bed, my dad would tell me a bedtime story about Wally the crocodile. And I had this picture in my mind about what was going on. It inspired my imagination.
That is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a parent, telling your kids stories is a great idea. Next time we have more to learn about podcasts right here on
Studio Classroom.
A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.